This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
The tradition continues. Sabres stars on New Year's Eve from Dallas. Yes, it was firmly established last year, but things are different this year. The Sabres come in riding a 9-game winning streak, looking to equal franchise history tonight, Martin.
Yeah, that is a New Year's Eve tradition. I mean, almost as often as tucks and pucks has happened here in Buffalo, it seems like we're doing tucks and pucks in Dallas a little later, because when we get out of the studio, we got to rush home to make sure that we get ready and settle in for the ball drop. So yeah, but this is a big test. If you're thinking about the 10 game, you know, win streak that's on the line, like 9-game winning streak, but could be 10 tonight, the Dallas Stars are probably the biggest test in that stretch of games that the Sabres have played.
Well, it would be hard to argue with that. Over the last 4 seasons, including this one, the Stars have been to 3 straight conference finals, and currently, over the last 4 regular seasons, have 1 point more than the Avalanche. So they are clearly the top 2 teams in the NHL when it comes to regular seasons, and both have big plans on bigger springs this year. But it has been a major surge from the Sabres here of late that has them knocking on the door of 3 times over history, 84, 06, and 18, the 3 yes. years in which the Sabres amassed 10-game winning streaks. So, how daunting is it tonight? And what do you make of the likely change, which would be in goal? We talked about projecting Lukanen into this yesterday, and then, of course, the word came out after that Alex Lyon was dealing with a lower body injury, which is really unfortunate. So, pretty automatic now that yes. Lukanen goes tonight.
Yeah, I think this is, again, a bit unfortunate. Obviously, Lyon has been going really, really well and adds that comfort a little bit. If I could say comfort, like, you know, when you're comfortable with an individual, a teammate, somebody that's behind you, I think that's the feeling I get when Lyon is on the ice with that whole group of defense. But Lukanen has also played a couple of very, very good games in that stretch. I go back to the one in New Jersey. He was really, really good. Made some spectacular saves when Jack Hughes was returning for the Devils, which, by the way, I've now lost 4 in a row, 3 in a row since Jack Hughes is back. So The Devils, a team that I thought was going to be in the top 8, is actually behind the Sabres right now. But I think for Lukanen, it's maybe an opportunity, because I really feel that he's been waiting for that. Like, there's been 3 goalies this season. He wasn't healthy in training camp, wasn't healthy at the start of the season. When he came back in, they're trying to fit all 3 goalies in. Mm-hmm. Maybe he sees this as an opportunity to say, hey, let me get myself a rhythm here and play some games. I've already played a couple of games in that streak. Let's go. And it's daunting because Dallas is the second best offensive team in the league. Obviously, Colorado is number one, but Dallas has the second best power play in the league. They have, you know, Rantanen and Robertson, and they have firepower up front that the Sabres have not seen often this year.
No, and obviously Luukkonen does have one career victory against the Stars. They are expected to see Casey DeSmith at the other end, who is on a franchise-best 13-game point streak right now. DeSmith is 9-0-4 in his last 13 and has sterling career numbers against Buffalo. Much of that was built upon his time in Pittsburgh, but he's also just continued that through the course of his career. So as the coach, Lindy Ruff, mentioned yesterday when talking about the Lions situation, he said that Ellis, of course, is ready to be activated.
Yes.
You know, in this situation, if it's unfortunate news for Lyon, optional skate today. So we'll have more information on the pregame show tonight at 7:30 getting set. And we're also going to dive in on the Dallas side of the equation with recently honored by the Hockey Hall of Fame, longtime Stars analyst Daryl Ray is going to join us here in a few minutes. So you.
Another razor. It's not the the Sabres razor, but right. The Dallas razor.
Yes. And duly, you know, fully deserving of the recognition as the Foster Hewitt Memorial Award winner this year. So we're not expecting any other changes from a Sabres standpoint. But if you're a player, I know they're taking care of their business right now. And you hear it and see it in all the commentary after practices, after games. Mm-hmm. And I know you've been removed from this as a player for a little while. How much do you think they're watching what's going on around the league on a random Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night in the middle of the season? Because I will speak for just about everybody. Last night sucked.
Oh, yeah, it sucked.
Looking at the out-of-town scoreboard.
It was the worst. It was the worst. We talked about it yesterday. We said there was 5 games. 10 teams are playing. Only 2 Western Conference teams are in action. So there's 8 Eastern Conference teams. And it was the worst result you could get from a standpoint that Carolina is a good team. They're ahead. You're not fighting for a playoff spot with them. They lose to Pittsburgh.
Easily.
New Jersey, terrible. Well, you know, Toronto now is getting closer and they're in the Atlantic. Florida, Montreal, 3-point game with Montreal scoring late. Like, come on. And then the Islanders beat Chicago.
Nick Foligno's got an open net with 5 seconds left and can't put it in.
Exactly. Come on. The Islanders were up to nothing. Chicago come back. You're like, maybe they can, you know, steal a point from them. No, that didn't happen. Yeah. And then the last one, who was the last one?
Vancouver,
I forget the last one.
Oh, the can't Flyers. Win at home. They're so bad at home. Oh, my gosh.
They are awful. And look, the Flyers are really good this year.
Yes.
Vladar's played really well. And, you know, they got, we've seen them. Not that we've seen them on MSG and not that we'll see them on MSG because it seems like every Flyers game is on either TNT or ESPN. But whatever. I mean, it went. So to your question, Duffer, there is some players that absolutely never know what has happened in the league the night before. They just focus on their meeting, that game, whatever. I was in charge of the TV, and in the time back in the days, we had like the satellite dishes at the rink, and I would have NHL Network highlights or TSN highlights running on loop in the morning in the TV, and I was making sure everybody knew what was going on. I wanted to know what was going on. It depends on the individual. I can tell you that there is some guys in that room that were on their phones last night at dinner, like, oh, what's happening? Oh, Montreal's down to nothing. It's kind of good, you know, Florida. Like, at least, and then Montreal comes back and they're like, they're talking about it. But there's some guys that are not at all. They're not involved at all.
With the goaltending matchup, and obviously Luukkonen, 2 wins during the 9-game win streak so far, and the way it ended for Dallas last year and how it really ended for Pete DeBoer because of goaltending and his choice of words, what do you make? Like, is the Stars tandem the best tandem in the NHL? Who, if not, who is?
No, it is. Well, I could say that Colorado has maybe, when you look at the record, like Mackenzie Blackwood and Scott Wedgwood have been lights out as well. But if I could go into a situation right now with a tandem that I would say gives me a number one goalie that could compete with the best of the best, like the, you know, a Vezina potential, and Jake Ottinger and a really solid backup in Casey Desmet. Yeah. I look at those two, both over 910 save percentage, both in the 250 and lower, you know, splitting games, like, you know, Ottinger plays 2-1, but maybe even closer to that. So I think this is the tandem that I would pick.
Well, let's get to our poll question today at Sabres Live on social as it pertains to Buffalo extending their winning streak and what will be the most important group to aid the cause, forwards, D-men, special teams, or the previously mentioned Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, who's expected to start. We have a tremendous guest coming up. He technically needs no introduction because we've known him forever, but this might be the best way to introduce him. Enjoy.
Like a porcupine in a balloon factory.
Second mouse to the cheese.
He goes five hole like a wet bar of soap. More moves than a snake falling out of a tree. And then
like poop through a diarrhea-infected goose.
A full frontal lobotomy.
He's Daryl Ray, longtime Stars analyst, and he's with us now. Daryl, congratulations on the acknowledgement, the honor from the Hockey Hall of Fame, this year's Foster Hewitt Memorial Award winner. It's great to have you on Sabres Live. How are you?
Can you believe they still gave me an award after all that?
Man, you are so deserving. You have brought so much color to the game through your words and animated nature. Where did it come from? Like, how did this begin? Where did this vocabulary get crafted?
Well, I grew up in love with Danny Gallivan. That was probably the origin of it all. You know, he used the English language better than I think anybody that's ever stepped in a booth in our sport. And for whatever reason, like when I was a kid, like I loved Ken Dryden. That was my guy. Mm-hmm. But I equally appreciated the games being called by Gallivan and Dick Irvin out of Montreal. And that resonated with me. And I think when I finally got into this business, you know, not as a novelty act or anything, but I always felt like there were better ways to say things, or maybe more variety of ways to say things within the game. And I didn't want to get into crutch words and that, tried to steer away from them. It's fun to source them every now and then and you hear something. And I never did it ever to make myself seem smarter than where I am, which it wouldn't be hard to do that because I'm not very bright. But at the same time, it was just to shine maybe a little brighter light on the players and the plays within the game, mm-hmm. Do it in a different way. And nowadays it almost feels like it's a good tool to have to get people to look up from their phones and actually see what's going on the screen.
A lot of people ask me all the time, why is it that so many former goalies make it in the business of analysts and entertainers and all of it? I just respond, it's just we're the smartest players out there. But I you know, I'd like to know from your perspective, because you've been doing it so long, you're getting, you know, recognized, obviously. But, you know, what are you, why do you think so many goalies end up turning to the TV or radio side?
Well, you're not wrong, Marty. Like that, we are the brightest individuals that play the game. You know, we're the guys that wear full face protection, so we stay pretty, which helps us in our post career. Makeup helps as well.
Yes,
I always think goalies have the luxury of seeing the game go away from them and come at them. You know, much like, I guess a quarterback, a catcher in baseball, and that seems to be the positions that gravitate to being analysts and do well at it. The other part of it is that you do spend some time, some guys more than others, on the bench, mm-hmm. and you get to hear and experience that part of the game on the other side of the board. So you almost end up like an analyst, don't you think? A little bit when you are a backup and you're merely watching the game, and you know, you act at times like it's confessional for players coming off the ice, and you know, what did you see there? Why wasn't that there? And you try to answer them if you're paying attention. So I think those reasons are part of the reason that we end up getting into this after the game.
what makes you laugh still within the game? And whether that actually comes out on air or you just look at stuff behind the scenes and go, okay, this is hilarious.
That's a good question. The game isn't as funny as it used to be. I think you guys can both attest to that. Like some of the character has been distilled away from today's game, just because of the nature of how today's athlete is. Still some. I love those ones that come along that still have some attitude and a little bit of spark and zest to their overall approach to the game. I'll be honest with you, a lot of times the funniest things that go on in our game now go on within the arena and with, you know, in-house production. There's cameras everywhere now, the social media aspect of things. I'll say this, and you guys probably, I would think, feel the same way. Like, it's hard to stay fresh within a game day because once you get to the actual game at night, it feels like everything has been said, everything has been covered, almost everything has been shown. So what's left for you is the actual game unfolding in front of you. And there's still moments within there that you can find some entertainment and amusement. At least I do. And I look for it.
I love the referees, but a good referee falling in the corner of the ice or tripping over themselves, I think that's always funny. We have a good text message group that will send all the clips whenever we're watching games at night, so that's good. But, okay, so Dallas-Buffalo tonight. This or that, what has been the number one strength of the Stars? Their offense or their defense? Because it seems like at both ends, they've been really spectacular.
Yeah, well, for a little while, it was their power play. Their power play was, you know, the tip of the spear for them offensively, and they were running at league best, and they were incredible in this building on home ice. But I think the heartbeat of their record in that has been their goaltending, and both guys, you know, it hasn't just been Jake Oettinger. Like, DeSmith's going to play tonight. And every time he's played, he's played like a number one. He only has one regulation loss, and that was his first game of the season. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times when the team has either tiptoed into games a little bit or they've had some lulls or they're trying to hang on to something, the goaltending has been there. They've finished every game they've started so far this season. We're at mid-season, and they rarely get outplayed by the guy at the other end. They might not win. It might go to overtime or a shootout, but they don't get outplayed at that position. So if you take a look at the five guys that construct the Stars' number one power play, that's really the head of the snake offensively, and they've carried the team that way. Robertson and Mikko Rantanen, who's been just sensational. Wyatt Johnston, who continues to lead the league in power play goals, and Miro Heiskanen, and Roope Hintz. Those guys, that's been their offense. Yep. Now, lately, they've sort of augmented it a little bit with some better 5-on-5 production, but I still think the goaltender's been like a good drummer in a band, you know, Marty. Got to keep that beat back there, and the other guys can do their thing, but you need that drummer.
The Stars have been able to get to the conference final in each of the last 3 years. So maybe in the past, we don't talk about it as much, but the playoff format, based on how good the Central is this year, do you spend a minute at all ever thinking about it, or you just roll with it because it'll be what it will be?
Well, you do, Dover, only because they ran into it last year. You know, like they had a great season. The team that won the President's Trophy, the Winnipeg Jets, I remember Scott Arneil, their head coach, saying throughout the year, like, we keep winning, and the Dallas Stars never leave our rearview mirror. They mm-hmm. they keep chasing us. Well, this year it's Colorado and Dallas doing that, but Minnesota's in the mix, and everybody's trying to avoid the 2-3 within the division, right? Because right now, you would have Colorado win the division. They're going to be tough to catch no matter what. But then you're going to have two of the top three teams in the NHL face each other in the first round, and one of them is going to be gone, you know, by points right now. So it seems a little insane. I know the players, it sounded like, would like to push for, you know, one, the old school one, you know, one versus eight and run it that way, two versus seven rather than this. I wouldn't fight that. I like that.
Glenn Gulletson was hired after the tumultuous end of last season with Pete DeBoer. And he was in the organization before. So what is been the change maybe with that team, with Gulletson as the head coach, compared to what Pete DeBoer was doing?
Yeah, there's a different, just, you know, good or bad. You know, everybody has their different way of going about their job. And it was very serious around here, and it was very, very straightforward and structured, and, you know, no question who was making the decisions and that. And it was Pete, and the record backed it up. Nothing wrong with that. You know, they had the best record in the NHL in the regular season over those 3 years. And they, as you mentioned, went to the back-to-back-to-back Western Conference Finals. But this year it feels like it maybe is a little more collaborative within the, you know, you have a deep group of coaches now around teams. And maybe it's because Gully comes from such a long tenure as an assistant coach, mm-hmm. that he has maybe more value in what those people do and their opinions and all those things. So maybe that's one of the biggest differences as far as the hierarchy and the structure of it. As far as how they play, they're not as much of a pure, you know, north-south stretch team in that. He's tried to incorporate a little more puck possession, trying to get them to cycle a little more than they have in past, a little more movement offensively. And, you know, you look at where they're at right now, and you compare it to where they were when they faced the Sabres on New Year's Eve last year. They're in the same spots as far as their defensive game and rankings, and the offense is marginally better. The power play has certainly driven a lot of that. So I think those are probably the biggest areas of change around here. But ultimately, nobody's going to say anything until, you know, April and May, and what kind of changes come then. So far, so good. It's been enjoyable around here.
What do you think Jim Nill's going to do before the deadline?
Well, the loss of Tyler Seguin stinks and stings, right? Like, you're going to have to, you would think, replace that some way, somehow. So, you know, Tyler, veteran guy, could score, could play on your power play, can kill penalties if you needed it, a right shot, face-off guy. You know, just another upper-end top six forward winger type, maybe. And then everybody's always looking to bolster their defense. So maybe something in that regard, just to get maybe a little more edgy, mm-hmm. than what they have right now. You know, you don't know who you're going to face or whatever, but I know the way that Gulletson wants them to play, came in not wanting to change a lot of things, but have a little bit more of that kibble to their overall game, maybe, then perhaps find some individuals that would help that a little.
Razor, you know, it's been over 25 years, but the Buffalo fans, hate is maybe not even a stronger word that we would like to use when it comes to the Dallas Stars and Brett Hull and everything. And actually Dallas too, with the Cowboys in the mid 90s with the Super Bowl. So when you heard that we wanted you on the show, were you a little hesitant to come on, knowing that the fans really hate everything Dallas?
No, because of my high regard of you individuals. And, you know, I could have positioned myself with the banners in behind me, but I did not do that. I have too much respect. It was a long time ago now. It's always fascinating because Lindy's back in behind the bench in Buffalo and was there in 99 in that. And look, it's a Stanley Cup final that's going to live on forever and ever. A lot of the cup finals, a lot of times kind of fade and there's, you know, don't get remembered as much. That one certainly will be for a multitude of reasons.
What was your favorite gift from the Stars organization when you came back from the Hall of Fame ceremony?
Oh my God. They gave me a trip to Scotland. Ooh. And just to prime me for it, they gave me a 30-year-old bottle of Macallan.
I couldn't tell which was more exciting for you when I was watching that ceremony.
Yeah. I don't know which order I'm going to go in either. I'll tell you that.
Well, it's richly deserved, Daryl. Thank you so much for the time today. And enjoy the rest of this season.
Yeah, appreciate it. You guys do a phenomenal job. I watch all the time, so... keep on keeping on and all the best in 26.
Well, cheer to a great new year. Maybe not with a 30-year-old bottle of whatever I've got, but I'll still cheers to you tonight.
Happy right New on. Year, Razor. Thank
Sabres,
you so much.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Sabres will be home next week. Of course, the arena is coming to life this Friday night. WWE Friday Night SmackDown returning to Buffalo. It's Friday, January 2nd, and you can get your tickets KeyBankCenter.com. Back after this on Sabres Live.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Road trip continues tonight for Buffalo in Dallas. And of course, when they get home, we want to see you in the building. Find the matchups that work best for you. Build your 5-game pack today. Savings on single game pricing, priority access to playoff tickets, flexibility to bundle your favorite games. It's all part of this. So head to sabres.com/5. And get yours today to ring in.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
2026. Happy New Year's Eve, everyone. It's Dallas and Buffalo tonight. And yet, the hockey world has other things to talk about. And we're not talking about the Spengler Cup. We're talking about Team Canada. Their roster is out.
Yes.
And this is for the Olympics in 2026. I won't cloud it with anything. I want your fresh, raw takes now that the announcement was just made this hour.
Okay, well, do you want me to go through and name you all the players that are, for those that are don't have it in front of them?
Maybe not.
Maybe not. I mean, there's a lot of guys, and you can get the roster on social media right now. But here's some of the maybe most debated players. Would they be on or surprised or whatnot? Look, Macklin Celebrini, we all knew he was going to be on because of how good he's been, but it was still a... Man, will they go with a 19-year-old kid? And yes, Macklin Celebrini is on there. Now, the surprises are always the ones that are not on the team. So I'm looking at Sam Bennett, was a big part of the Four Nations faceoff last year. Nope, not on the team. Connor Bedard, not on the team. Seth Jarvis, not on the team. Mark Scheifele, not on the team. Matthew Schaefer was potentially talked about as, do you bring an 18-year-old on just to have? He's not on the team. So those are the big names that I think were left off, but this is, I mean, you look at this team, you have McDavid, you have Crosby, you have McKinnon, you know, Sam Reinhart is on there. You got a couple of Lightning players that John Cooper trusts and Hagel and Cirelli that made it. Tom Wilson is on there. He wasn't on the Four Nations last year. He probably fills in for Sam Bennett. It's a load-up team. It's a very much of a load-up team.
I mean, the point about trusting Lightning players is certainly well made. I mean, obviously, Braden Point was going to be there, but Hagel's production has been monumental the last two seasons, and yes. Cirelli is definitely a role player, but I think that one would maybe garner the most attention from people that aren't necessarily, you know, fully respecting John Cooper's Lightning success, but... Yeah, it is interesting. I think it was unimaginable in November that Seth Jarvis wouldn't make this team based on the start that he had. And his numbers are basically identical to Wilson's. Obviously, they're two different players. I think the world of Jarvis, not sure Wilson really needed to be added here, but that's their choice, I guess.
Well, I think it was either Wilson or Bennett. I think they remember what happened last year, the Four Nations face-off against Team USA. I'm saying with the physicality and the fighting. But this... is going to be different. IIHF Olympics ruling and the refereeing is going to be different. Just watch the World Juniors. There's been 5-minute major given out for hits that are, I consider legal hits, that are like 5-minute major. So I think it's going to be different. Also, maybe we buried the lead. It's that what would Canada do in net, right? That was the big question going in. Jordan Binnington last year. Well... to have or not have Jordan Binnington on the roster.
Yeah, knew he was going to be on the roster, but there's no way he plays a game, my opinion.
I don't know about that. I your opinion and my opinion are the same here. I wouldn't play...
I might also be blowing smoke on New Year's Eve and not really care about what I just said, so...
But I'm telling you right now, I care, and I would not play Jordan Binnington the first game against Czechia if I'm Team Canada. Exactly. I'm going with Logan Thompson. Now,
really?
there's still another month... a month and a half before the tournament. So I'm like, okay, maybe the month of January changes. But Jordan Binnington is either last or second last in pretty much all the different metrics or sites you can go to when it comes to goal save above expectation. Mm-hmm. He's not had a good season. At least last year, he was top 30. He was like 29th or 30th or whatnot. But I felt like Thompson and Kemper were going to be the two other goalies. And that's what Team Canada went with. They went with Thompson, Kemper, and Jordan Binnington as their trio.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wouldn't be surprised if Kemper emerges as the guy, quite frankly. He's just got to be healthy. So
he's got to be healthy. He had an upper body injury, neck, head. He got in a collision a couple of weeks ago, was activated off IR. He's got to prove it in January for sure. Mm-hmm. But Kemper has a Stanley Cup. That's the thing. Like, I feel like if you're going to go to those tournaments, you got to look at not just... What have you done in the NHL, but what have you done overall? Like, Binnington won the Four Nations last year, has a Stanley Cup. Kemper has a Stanley Cup. Thompson was probably the best of the Canadian goalies. Mackenzie Blackwood, unfortunately, was hurt at the start of the year because he would have been in the conversation, and he's got great numbers. So if there was an injury or something happens, I think Mackenzie Blackwood would get added. But right now, I think that's the top three that I had on my list.
Canadian, soon-to-be Canadian Olympian Tom Wilson in action with the Capitals in mere moments against the New York Rangers as New Year's Eve action begins bright and early here on New Year's Eve. So I'm very excited about Predators and Golden Knights. That happens at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Will we be talking about more Steven Stamkos success? Lightning and Ducks, and of course, later, Sabres and Stars. Last night, we rattled through this real quick, so no need to dwell on it too much, but how good is Montreal? Because I keep thinking they're not, and then they just keep getting points, and they're 6-1-3 in the last 10, and shame on Daniil Tarasov for wrecking what was a perfect night with an Askarov-esque misplay behind the goal, and the floodgates open for Montreal. Floodgates, relatively speaking, Brad Marchand, stupid penalty. So that was the only fun part about last night, was Montreal won on the power play thanks to Marchand's antics.
They celebrated his 1,000 games, which he played earlier this month, and he takes the penalty.
No, it was his 1,000 points, dude.
Was it 1,000 points? Yeah, yes. You're right, because it was a gold stick, not a silver stick. You're right, sorry. 1,000 point. But here's the thing. Samuel Montembeau came back. His first start since December 2nd. He was okay. Montreal really played well defensively in front of him. This is now the sixth time that Montreal has scored with the goalie pulled late in games. Anaheim has 7 of those goals. Those are the top two teams in the NHL. Remember in October, Montreal scored late against Seattle, won in extra time. Scored late against Nashville, won in extra time. They scored late against Tampa, were not able to win in the shootout, but then they score late again against Florida and win. Like, they go all the way to the wire and are scoring with the goalie pulled at one of the best rates in the NHL right now, and that's why Montreal is in the race. Suzuki was fantastic. Stavkoski was really good again. I'm looking at Montreal. I'm like, I don't love their roster other than a few guys that are playing at a high level.
Yeah, I think it's a lot more than a few. You don't get to where they are without it. Obviously, Montreal keeping the heat on Detroit in the standings right now. The Islanders picked up 2 points last night unexpectedly, in the sense that Nick Foligno had an unbelievable look at the end of regulation. But they win in a shootout. They've got 96 shootout wins, same as Buffalo now. So that race continues. Bo Horvat, I laughed. I always laugh at all this stuff because I think most headlines in sports are nonsense. And it said, Horvat has one more chance to audition for Team Canada. Well, he scored in regulation and scored the shootout decider. So I guess he had an incredible final audition last. What's this Riddick save?
I know. I don't know what he did. He holstered the Chichi Rodriguez stick and then gave it the old celebration after that. Like, but Riddick has been big save Dave. Like, he had some up and down moments in the NHL over his career. He's been really good for the Islanders. In place of, look, they had Sorokin and Varlamov for years as their, like, tandem. Varlamov has been injured. Sorokin has had some good moments, but Riddick has been really solid in helping the Islanders get to where they are right now.
He was very fortunate that Nick Foligno didn't cash in on the empty net at the end. That was, oh my goodness. Like, and you know, I was watching it in real time with the Islanders feed, but then I watched it after the fact today with the Hawks feed, and they were in disbelief. Poor Nick, he's staring at a wide open net and he hit the post with five. It's been that kind of year. And honestly, the Hawks, like, this just kind of adds insult to injury with Bedard not getting added to Team Canada. It's just like the news just piles on here that they're not. Like, look at this chance. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he went actually short post. It's better than going far post. A lot of time, guys, but, I mean, tough angle, rolling puck. I get it. It's, I'm sure he puts it in, I won't say 99.9% of the time, but for Nick Foligno, it's probably 91% of the time.
Yes, so lots of action today. There's World Juniors tonight, of course, USA, Sweden, Canada, Finland to close out and basically, you know, grab top spots in their respective pools. Who you got?
I am going to say Sweden is going to win. They have been fantastic. And Canada is going to win against Finland. So Sweden and Canada will probably be the top two teams, but they're already guaranteed, right? Those teams are already guaranteed a spot in the quarterfinals. Yeah. And it's just a matter of where they're going to slot. They've already decided the time. Like, Canada's going to be the 8 o'clock game quarterfinals on the 2nd. The U.S. are, I think, 5 o'clock. And yeah, so they've already decided the times of those games already.
What is this, like 34 straight years of near perfection from Sweden in the preliminary round?
It's incredible how they always do good
in sports. You know, they don't have a lot of gold medals to show for it.
Think of Sweden at the Four Nations last year. They were they didn't lose in regulation in the whole tournament, but they didn't make it to the end because of the 3-2-1 point system.
They might do it this year. Rasmus Dahlin and company, I honestly believe that this is not blowing smoke.
They're
and
good.
They are very, 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 very good. And I think
William Karlsson is not going to be there, right? They just said he's injured and probably will not play at the Olympics. So that will hurt them a little bit, but they're really good.
Staying with the Swedes and our favorite ones, Rasmus Asplund delivering to capture the Spengler Cup.
So I know
Davos.
Not a lot of people are paying attention to the Spengler Cup. This is a great tournament in Davos, Switzerland, every year. This year, there were six teams competing, and it's kind of an easygoing tournament. And Davos won. Rasmus Asplund was on that team. He scored a 1-0 goal. They were playing against a team made up of collegiate players. That was the first time that the U.S. collegiate, whatever they call themselves. So Gavin McCarty was on that team, Sabres prospect. Joe Maldonado is a Buffalo native, but a San Jose prospect was on that team. So they had a bunch of college kids go out there. And this was 3-3 until about 4 minutes left in the game. Fantastic game. And Davos ends up winning 6-3. So they celebrate a Spengler Cup win at home in front of their fans. But what a... It's the buzz there is amazing.
How many ex-Sabres need to participate in the tournament for us to go live from there for a week of Sabres Live in the future?
I think I think one should be good enough. I'm gonna lobby to go.
Okay, lobby
and listen,
away.
The games are usually later in the day. You go skiing all day, and then you just have a little couple of hot chocolates by the fire, and then you go cover the games at night.
That would be my dream.
That would be my dream.
Yeah, it does look dreamy when you watch it and have watched it for years. My goodness, like the Amerks played in this thing. It really is kind of everything. It almost like. The beauty of it is it feels big based on the liveliness of the atmosphere, but somehow it kind of strips away professional sports. You know what I mean? Like if that makes any sense at all, like it just doesn't feel, which is like we love everything we watch every night, but it just has a beautiful, more pure feel. It has a very much of a European feel, like a
Champions League soccer feel. Like the fans are chanting, you know, they support their teams. They go. Now it's funny because Team Canada goes all the time, and it's a bunch of Canadian players from the AHL and from Europe that go. And it doesn't have that same buzz with Canada. Now the European fans that are supporting Canada give the buzz, but the European teams are fun to support.
New Year's Eve, Buffalo, Dallas tonight, 7:30 pregame on MSG. And of course, you hear the game right here on WGR Sports Radio 550. It starts just after 8. Who is your anytime goal scorer tonight from a Sabre standpoint?
Josh Doan is my anytime goal scoring, plus 320 with Josh Doan. And I didn't look at numbers. I just got on my phone when we started talking about it. And I'm like, Josh Doan's going to score. Part of it too is because I think you took my first pick. I was going to go with the player you picked, but you answered the text first. So I had to just quickly turn around and I went with Josh Doan.
So that means I'm going with Josh Norris.
The other Josh. That's probably why.
No, not the other, because there's Josh Dunn. So there's three here.
It's three.
I'm going with Norris, and I did look at the numbers. He has 6 goals in 6 games against the Dallas Stars. So the math lined up.
I had a good feeling. I was going to go Josh Norris. Then you answered, and I'm like, I'm going to go Josh Doan. And just maybe a gut feeling. Now, I've had those gut feelings work for me in the past. That's who I decided to go with.
Okay, if you're going to put it that way, what's your gut feeling then on the game itself?
My gut feeling is a win. My gut feeling is going to surprise Dallas. This is a game that I think a lot of people around the NHL are going to, tune in to see what are the Sabres going to look like against a top team, second best record in the NHL, going for 10 in a row. I think this is going to be a fun night and a win for the Sabres.
All right. They are coming off a win over the Blues. This is game 2 of a 3-game trip. The trip concludes on Saturday afternoon in Columbus. Then the group is home next week. We want you to get in on a new 50-50 theme, if you will. It's the Badges and Bravery 50-50 raffle, presented, of course, by our friends at Northtown Automotive. You could win a guaranteed $10,000 jackpot while supporting this great cause. Proceeds benefit the Buffalo Police and Firefighter Arno Memorial Foundation. And the drawing for this one is going to be on February 1st. You can get your tickets now at sabres.com/5050. Back to wrap up. Maybe we'll do out-of-town scores, like in-game highlights, coming up on New Year's Eve edition of Sabres Live. Stay with us.
Back with more of Sabres Live. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Rapidly approaching, it's Ryan Miller's Catwalk for Charity event presented by New Era Cap Foundation. We've been talking about it for a long time, and now, I mean, January 16th is literally just around the corner. Friday, January 16th at Babeville. Ryan Miller, teammates from 0506. Strictly Hip Performance. It's all there for you. Sabres.com.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
/catwalk. Now, a segue from one goaltender to another. Unfortunate news on Alex Lyon of the Sabres. He is returned home, according to Lindy Ruff. Lower body injury requires some further evaluation. No definite timeline or prognosis other than to say it's going to be a little bit of time. So that's unfortunate for statistically and otherwise, the hottest goaltender in the NHL of late, having won 7 of Buffalo's 9 in this current 9-game win streak they take into Dallas tonight.
Yeah, very unfortunate. And I really like having a chance to talk to Alex Lyon, especially when we were on that trip to New Jersey and Ottawa. And his approach to the game, his understanding on the situation. He actually was asking me about going on my 13-game winning streak and how that felt and how I evolved through it. And I thought that was interesting because he's such a student of the game, very intellectual. And I think it helps everybody in when he's there. And now that's fine. Like, Luukkonen is going to have to just step up and maybe seize the opportunity. But with Lyon returning to Buffalo, Ellis is going to back up. Maybe that's an opportunity for him as well. But the three-goalie situation kind of never gets resolved, but gets resolved at the same time since Ellis got hurt, and now Lyon is injured, so it's kind of like figuring itself out right now.
How is this impacting our Sabres Live poll today?
It is not. It is still the same thing. defense and Gault and Luukkonen are the top two, like over almost 80% of the key to a 10 straight win tonight is going to be on the defensive side, especially facing a team that produces offensively as much as Dallas does. That's where it all comes down to, mostly Luukkonen. I think they're putting on Luukkonen's shoulder over 50%.
I think they are. It's a big night for small plastic cups. Will you be indulging at any point?
Not during the game, as most fans should
indulge. Come on, give us a little variety. We start at 7:30, man. Which means at that point, it's New Year's somewhere in the world, so celebrate wherever.
Yeah, I think I'm going to wait for midnight. I think it's better that way, Duffer. I've already got struggles with the English language at times. I don't want to make it even worse.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, obviously, this helps kind of culminate the holiday season, as we know, and tomorrow, New Year's Day. And then by next week, everybody will be kind of back into a normal schedule. I don't want people to miss out on this Saturday night in Banditland. This is a really special one. First of all, like Vegas, Buffalo, and Oshawa, you know, participating in the Tucker Out Lymphoma Cup this year. So this is game one of that series. But this is an opportunity for Bandits fans to welcome back Chase Fraser and Chris Kluche after their presence, remarkable presence during this, you know, current three-peat that they own. So I think it's going to be a super special night in Banditland on Saturday.
I think it's going to be awesome. Number one, the crowds have been fantastic, and, you know, obviously with the success of the Bandits. But, you know, this is the time of year. We had great crowds in Buffalo for the Sabres. Fans love it. It's that same thing here.
See you tonight, 7:30. Happy New Year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system, It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.